Nolte, CNN and Flame Out Beto O'Rourke Double the Ratings Failure. By John Nolte on May 24, 2019. Far-left CNN decided to hold a town hall with fake Hispanic Beto O'Rourke and the results were as disastrous as you might expect. Only 719,000 people tuned in. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking this town hall must have aired in the morning. Or on a Sunday night, or opposite the Game of Thrones finale. Nope, 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 nope. Tuesday night prime time. And only 719,000 tuned in. If you are looking for something to compare it to. During that same hour, Fox News attracted 2.4 million viewers, while MSNBC earned 2.3 million. But somehow the news get worse. You know how we are always laughing at how awful CNN's ratings are because CNN's ratings are so awful? Get this. Patty O'Rourke's appearance drove CNN's already cosmically low ratings down even further. Deadline reports O'Rourke's numbers fell 29% shy CNN's 2019 average in the Tuesday night block of time, and 38% short in the news demo. But somehow it gets even worse. O'Rourke attracted fewer viewers than a Democrat presidential candidate I've never heard of named John Hickenlooper. This Hickenlooper fellow was able to scrape up 745,000 CNN viewers during a March town hall. In the realm of bad ideas, in the world of god-awful concepts, who thought combining Flame Out O'Rourke with basement-rated CNN was a winner? Why not drink new Coke in your Edsel? Why not watch Howard the Duck on the Titanic? Why not sail the Exxon Valdez through Chernobyl? Why not buy the Adventures of Pluto Nash on Betamax with a six-pack of Zima? Was it Jeff Zucker? Come on. Had to be. Only CNN chief Jeff Zucker could come up with an idea this bad. The guy who thought Chris Cuomo should be on primetime is the only guy who could have stood up in a production meeting and announced, "I got it. Beto. Think about it, we can't lose. Beto on CNN. This is killer stuff. Write that shit down and make it happen, bitches." And then Brian Stelter wrote it down and Jake Tapper made it happen. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.